News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is encouraging the private sector to use the current reduction in international oil prices to help spur economic growth. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the energy and transportation savings being reaped from the reductions in oil prices may be reinvested to create employment and foster more efficient business practices.
I want to commend those companies that have found it possible and important to pass on some of those cost reductions through lower prices to our consumers. Some companies might choose to reinvest some of their cost savings to expand production and to create jobs. I commend those companies that are expanding and creating more jobs due to the current energy savings.
The Prime Minister says Jamaica's improved rankings in ease of doing business on several economic reports is indicative of the strides being made to create a more stable business climate for investors. In the meantime, Jamaica can expect further improvements in its international business ranking this year as a result of continued moves by the government to boost the business and investment climates. Last year, Jamaica improved its ranking in the World Economic Forum's Global Competitiveness Report, moving up 8 places to 86 out of 144 countries. Jamaica also moved up 27 places from 85 to 58 in the World Bank's Doing Business Report to become the Caribbean's highest-ranked country in terms of ease of doing business.
2015 is the year of continuing change, and I implore you to watch out for more positive news in Jamaica's international business ranking. It will come. Effort is there and is well and truly focused.
Minister of Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. He has credited the country's improved position in the international business indices to the systematic work being undertaken by government. The government will table the 2015 to 2016 budget in February this year as part of a new budget cycle. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says it is proposed that the estimates of expenditure and revenue estimates will be laid in the House of Representatives at the same time. This move, he says, is designed to generate more interest and discussion in how the operations of government are financed.
In February, we will be laying the estimates of expenditure and the revenue estimates at the same time. It has been generally the case where the entire parliament is interested in the expenditure side of the budget, and the Minister of Finance and the Prime Minister worry about the revenue side of the budget. We have to change that, and we have to have a sober, meaningful discussion about how we finance a budget.
And human rights advocate and lawyer Arlene Harrison Henry is the new public defender. Mrs. Harrison Henry, who was selected to replace Earl Witter following his retirement last April, will take over from Matondo Mukulu, who has been acting since April 2014. Mr. Mukulu will continue to work at the office in his original position of deputy defender. In a release from King's House, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen said Mrs. Harrison Henry's educational qualifications, track record of performance as an attorney at law and human rights advocate, as well as her high sense of civic responsibility, made her eminently prepared for effective service in the post. Mrs. Harrison Henry was sworn into office at a ceremony at King's House on January 16. Her appointment takes effect January 19. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.